This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. They are all set in Saskatoon and Prince Albert for the CIBC Canada-Russia Series. Connor Zeri will be there, and he'll come as the WHL Player of the Month. He'll join us in moments. He's also Saskatoon native. Great news up in Prince George for the Cougars as they get a top-scoring forward back. We'll have the latest from the World Under-17 Challenge in Swift Current and Medicine Hat. Connor Zeri, McSweeney's WHL Player of the Month to kick off the season September and October. How does that sound here for you?
Yeah, it's a good feeling, obviously. It's good to get a little bit of personal accolade at the start of the season and kind of trying to carry that into for the future and into the Canada-Russia Series coming up. So I'm just continue working on my game every day, but obviously that's a good thing to get at the start of the season.
One thing we talked about was consistency, and you have points in every game except one so far this season, and that was kind of the thing. Can he produce consistently? Do you think you're doing that?
Yeah, obviously I think with the numbers I'm putting up right now is obviously kind of shows consistency is something I work on. I think about all the time, and I think summer training and being on the ice in summer just helps towards that, just being strong enough to play every game consistently, whether on the road or not, and just being mentally tough.
Now, this is your third season in the WHL already, and you're a late draft here, so you're 18 years old, draft eligible here. What have you learned in your last 2 years? Are you talking about, when you talk about the grind and things like that, is that what you've learned the last 2 years about trying to be a consistent guy?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me being consistent is the mental side. I think just staying mentally tough, like I said before, there's going to be games where you're tired, but you don't want to tell yourself you're tired. You want to stay awake. You want to stay into the games. So whether it's a 3-3 or just a late night of travel before a game, it's just for me, it's being mentally tough and always being mentally ready. So whether it's working with someone to help with that or just, you know, even being getting stronger in the gym, that always helps. So it's just little things like that for me have really showed me in my first and second year that have changed a bit into my third.
Player of the Month because you led all scorers in the WHL in that stretch here. Of those games, was there one that stood out for you here? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but you look back through September and October and your line, anything that comes to mind?
Honestly, I'd say probably my one game just when we played against Kelowna here, I think that was a really good game. It was honestly like I only had 1 point, but that's not really what I was focused on. I think I just played. That was my full 60-minute game. I thought I competed every minute, and obviously it's a fun one when you're playing against your rival, and those are the games you want to come to play your best at. So I think for me that one kind of stands out in my head, and I think just like we were talking about before, just staying consistent through all of them and just not getting too low or too many highs, but trying to stay even keel with myself inside my head. So yeah, if I had to say one, probably the Kelowna one, but other than that, I just all of them trying to be the best I can be. So
rival but yet teammate next week, because you guys will team up here for the CIBC Canada-Russia Series, and you know a lot of guys, but yeah, you'll team up with, you mentioned Nolan Foote, Dylan Hamela, Kaden Korzak here. So what's that like when you guys go at it so hard at each other in the regular season? Lots of things being said, and now all of a sudden, hey, we wear this Team WHL sweater together.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty weird. Obviously, we play them on Monday too, and we leave Tuesday, so yeah, it's kind of a weird situation, especially with them having three guys there, but when push comes to shove Monday, they're still my enemies, but on Tuesday, it's a new day, so we're going to be friends then and try and gel quickly for that Canada-Russia Series.
You're a Saskatoon guy, and of course, we know the Saskatoon and Prince Albert will host games here. So, you know, we had Adam Beckman on the show last week, Saskatoon guy. You know him really well, and we talked about that, but that's got to be special to play that game in front of friends and family.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I've had a bunch of friends and family kind of texting me, especially a lot of my buddies, like, can't wait to see you. Like, we already got tickets. Like, so should have a pretty good crowd there. It'll be pretty exciting. Even in PA, I know all my family is going to make the trip over. It's only an hour. So that's nice. It's going to be such a cool experience just coming back home and being able to play in front of a home crowd kind of thing. Don't get that often, obviously, going back now because play for Kamloops. But just, yeah, getting a chance to wear the WHL jersey and represent, and then it being at home is just another special thing on top of that.
You have some international experience, of course. Last year, played well at the World Under-18 Challenge, and World Championship, I should say. And the Russians are making their way through here. That series started in Quebec where there was a split. I don't know if you get a chance to watch any of those games or do some pre-scouting.
Yeah, I saw a couple of the games. Just like when I kind of played in my U18, just big, fast team. They know how to play the game.
From the drop of the puck to the Edmonton Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
When we went to Sweden U18, so I kind of know what to expect. It's nice being able to watch a few games and see what they have, but I'm just focused on myself. When I go there, I'm going to play my game and do as much as I can to help.
All right, and finally, another day, another draft rankings come out. Good guy Sam Cosentino, plug for the show with Sportsnet there, has come out and has you 26th in the world in his rankings here. So I know these services and rankings are out there everywhere here, so how do you handle it?
Yeah, it's good to get my name out there, like I said a lot of times before when I've been asked this question. But I'm just going to keep playing my game. Obviously, 26, it's a good start, and I'm just going to try and keep moving up that. So for me, obviously, like I just said, it's a good start, but I'm going to keep playing my game and hopefully keep producing, stay consistent, and hopefully I can keep on moving up.
All right, great start to be the McSweeney's WHL Player of the Month. Best of luck there in Saskatoon and Prince Albert next week.
Thank you, John.
The WHL, in association with the CHL and Hockey Canada, announcing a couple of additions to the Team WHL roster for the 2019 CIBC Canada-Russia Series. Chase Waters, captain of the Saskatoon Blades, enters the roster. This after a strong start to the season, 17 points in 18 games. It'll be a home game for him in Saskatoon. As well, Edmonton Oil Kings forward Josh Williams has been added to the roster with 19 points through the start of the season for the league-leading Oil Kings. Internationally, the 18-year-old also helped Canada win a gold medal at the 2018 Hlinka Gretzky Cup. He was originally a fifth overall pick in the 2016 WHL Bantam Draft. In addition, the WHL has announced that forwards Kirby Dock of the Saskatoon Blades and Peyton Krebs of the Winnipeg Ice will not take part of the event. Dock remains with the Chicago Blackhawks. Peyton Krebs continues to rehab an injury.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Team Canada White is in the hunt for a medal at the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge in Swift Current and Medicine Hat as White beat Canada Red in overtime in the quarterfinals, advancing to the medal round. White's roster includes Matthew Savoy and Carson Lambos of the Winnipeg Ice, Edmonton Oil Kings forward Dylan Gunther, Graham Sword of the Spokane Chiefs, Cole Sillinger of the Medicine Hat Tigers, as well as Prince George Cougars goaltender Tyler Brennan. Good luck.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Our first chance to talk to Victoria Royals head coach Dan Price on what is an 8-game season series. Dan, your team has only played 9 games. Do you kind of have a feel for what group you have this year yet?
We're getting there, but it's taken up until this point, I believe, to really start to get that understanding, not just because of how few games we played, but how many players were new to the team, and also how many players we've had out. And so it's just been a different group each week, it seems like, as far as the roster we're preparing to play. But now it's starting to feel more like us. A bit more continuity with the lines, with the player personnel, understanding the players much better. I really have to give credit to Cam, our GM, and his personnel staff and his management staff. They've done an exceptional job reloading. And, players like Will Warm, Shane Farkas, Gary Hayden, 3 brand new 20-year-olds to the team, plus the other additions underneath at other age groups. They're great people. They're great players. They work really hard. I really feel like, other than getting to know each other, we really haven't missed a beat. And that's no disrespect to the graduating players. They were tremendous as well, of course. But these guys are doing a great job carrying the torch.
I know it's early. Where do you see yourself kind of fitting in, matching up here within the BC Division and the Western Conference? Where do you see your team?
I know this is going to sound like a cliche, but I really see tremendous parity in the BC Division, and I think throughout the conference. We were talking to our team constantly about the fact that I think they just need to embrace the fact that there aren't going to be any easy nights in this conference, or in the league for that matter. Kamloops, exceptional. Vancouver, exceptional. Kelowna, exceptional. Prince George, much better than the record. They play hard every night. It's a war.
All right, now, in goal, you guys have had an interesting situation where you have a 20-year-old, but I know Brock Gould's been playing well for you. He started the last two. So is that a tough dynamic when you have a 20-year-old that you haven't got in for a few, or what's your system there?
Actually, it hasn't been tough, and the reason is because Shane's such a great teammate. He's so supportive of Brock, and we really try to keep everything merit-based, and they're very supportive of each other, but there's a great, healthy competition there as well. And so Shane knows he's going to get plenty of minutes, and Brock knows that he's been able to earn a substantial amount of minutes as well. So it's a great situation for us to have, where whoever's playing the best at any given moment can play, and we know that they'll do a great job, and we know that his partner will be supportive.
Dan, thanks very much for this.
Thanks, John.
The Prince George Cougars received some good news this week with the reacquisition of forward Vladimir Mikhailchuk. The Belarusian import forward has come back to the Cougars. Fraser Rogers explains why.
Thanks, John. Chatting with Vladislav Mikolchuk. He's back. Vlad is back in Prince George. Vlad arriving on Thursday in Prince George. Going to play tonight and tomorrow against the Victoria Royals. But let's talk about the travel. Moscow to Frankfurt, Germany, to Vancouver, to Prince George. How was the journey from one side of the world to the other here in Prince George?
It was a really long trip. It took like 24 hours. But I'm ready to play. I'm ready to help the team. And yeah, I needed a little time to back to Canada time, you know.
Why come back now? You had a deal in the KHL. You're back now in November. What made you come back to Prince George?
I didn't play a lot in the KHL, but I played preseason games, so I got some really good experience. I failed KHL, and I'm young, so I'm 20, and I need to play. I need ice time, so I'm gonna finish this season here, and then I wanna try AHL or East Coast, so that's why I come back, because I need to play.
Well, first I'll ask you this then. Coming back this year as a 20-year-old, what do you think you've improved on from last year that could help the Cougars this year?
Well, I think now I'm playing more aggressive, got some more technical things, maybe get some speed. Hopefully, yeah, I'm going to play better than last year.
What drew you to Prince George? Is it just the opportunity to play a lot, be a leader? Do you look forward to the pressure and the responsibility of being a guy that's going to be counted on to score a lot of goals and points for the Cougars?
Well, yeah, of course I feel the pressure because I have to be a leader. I have to score goals and I have to help the team.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests this week, as well as thanks to Fraser Rogers in Prince George for his help this week. I'm John Key. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.